This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is Rachel Yucatel. You're listening to Misunderstood with myself and my producer, Kelly Brink. Thanks for joining us for another Friday episode.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. And this is like a very extra happy hour today. I'm very happy. Are you? We just got off with David Yontif. That was fun.
Yeah.
We are actually drinking today.
We are drinking. It's early. We're drinking. We're excited about the weekend. So I think it was a long weekend for a lot of people because it was 4th of July. And a lot of people took the long weekend to enjoy it.
Yeah. And just a weird week, too, that it fell on a Tuesday. And it was kind of like a nothing week. A lot of people took the whole week off. So, yeah, it's been weird getting back into
this. What have you been doing this week, Miss Thing?
I can't talk about it. No, I can't. I'm in an undisclosed location right now, somewhere at a
But with
Lake
who?
House.
Let's talk about with who. Okay, I'm going to say it just because you're not going to get honest. So Kelly went out on a out on a date with someone who she liked last week, and then he invited her away this week. And so she decided to go, and he picked her up on his plane, baller, and then took her to his house, and then took her to his lake house, and that is where she is at the moment. So
yes,
we are on the path of getting her married. Boom. So we're really,
we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we've got a long time and a year and a half. Yeah, and a lot of suitors that might show up in between, but in the course of the last 2 days, this guy's on your number one spot.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. Going well. I have nothing but good things to say. So,
and it was funny beforehand. I made sure she, you know, gave me her location, gave me all his info so that if I needed to get on a plane and get really excited about trying to find her because she went missing, I could at least locate him because I love stuff like that. I feel like I would be a great witness, like eyewitness to a murder or someone great about finding you if you were missing, because I love all that stuff. Like I went and looked for Chandra Levy when she was missing in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. We've never talked about that. How have we never talked about that with my true crime stuff? And it, like, oh my God.
I don't know. I was so into that. So I'm just waiting for a true crime that I can be involved in. I don't want it to be yours or anything.
I know. You were kind of hoping it was going to be mine. You were like, oh my gosh, that'd be so fun if you go missing. Wyatt and I could go on an adventure.
Well,
and
now that I'm
you.
Friends with Bo Deedle, I mean, we can, you know,
that's a
knock down
changer.
Doors and find you.
Yeah.
I don't even need him though. I'm good enough on my own.
You do. I mean, you don't need anybody.
Right. So, all you're right. Good. Just to recap, though, we're not going to get into it because you're there with the guy. He's right in the background. But things are going well. And we'll recap next week when yes. he's not in the room.
Yeah, this it's fun.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's been real fun.
So what's, yeah. it's interesting because you're having a good week. There's a lot of people having bad weeks. You know, so there's been some news about a lot of breakups. Kyle Richards and Mauricio have split. They're not announcing a divorce, but they have announced
Shocker.
That they are splitting. Not only that, Billy Porter and his husband, Adam Smith, announced that they were getting a divorce. Ricky Martin and Jawan Yosef, I can't pronounce the right name, but are getting a divorce after 6 years. Kevin Costner and Christine Baumgartner are in a major issue with court and her not wanting wow. to vacate the property. That came up this week. And then Brittany Snow is getting a divorce from her husband, Tyler, who was one of the guys on Selling the OC. I don't know if you watched that. So there was four big announcements in the last 3 days about people who are separating or getting a divorce. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I have to say with Kyle and Mauricio, you and David called that way before it was on anyone's radar, really, yeah. when you had him on the show the first time. So,
you know, it's so hard to speculate on things because so many people in the Bravo world will come and like attack you for your thoughts.
Yeah.
So like, you know, who knows what goes on behind closed doors, but, you know, it seemed like where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's a lot of rumors, there's something to it, you know. But there are rumors right now that she's involved with a woman,
Morgan Wade,
a country singer who no one's ever heard of, by the way.
I had never heard of her.
Yeah. But everyone I'm sure is listening to her music now. And, you know, I don't know about this whole lesbian late in life thing. Like, would you become a lesbian late in life?
So,
Oh my God, you would?
I mean, no, but it's like a whole epidemic. Like I'm just saying it's happening a lot. What's the other woman? What?
Bronwyn from The Other Housewives. She was married with like seven kids and then talked about her orgasms all over.
Kim Zolciak went through a whole lesbian phase. You guys were talking about Madonna earlier, you know, same thing. There is kind of an epidemic of that.
I'm so into A-type personalities, alphas that like, and by the way, I am like, I would love to date me because I'm an alpha. I take care of everything. I handle
That's
everything.
True. I can
no one is better than me in handling the biggest crisis scenarios down to like figuring out flights to go on vacation. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's hard for me to date someone cause I haven't found someone who's as good, if not better than me. And I would like to be the female. I'd like to lay back and be like, sure, handle it. I want to be the woman here and just like sit back and be sexy and hot. But like, I can't cause I'm handling too much shit. So it's very hard to find a manly man, much less a manly woman. So it just wouldn't work for me because I'm not about to like pretend that I'm interested in all that sexual stuff with women because I don't even get into that with myself. So whatever. All right, let's move on from this conversation.
But back to Morgan Wade and Kyle. I don't really buy it either. I know there's the tattoos, the rings or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Lots of things that could you know, but maybe it's just like I had a best friend necklace with my best friend in sixth grade.
Yeah.
We weren't lesbians. So I mean it's I don't really think she's going that way now. Plus Mauricio, geez, he's like very attractive. They were together almost 30 years. I really don't see it. So
yeah, it's hard, but whatever, you know, we don't know about what goes on behind closed doors. I think it's really hard to speculate.
If so, good for them. Great.
Yeah, for sure. Who gives a shit?
I think
yeah.
It's
good for them. Like as long as they're happy. The next big thing that happened this week, was news about airport freakouts. The most recent one from today is that, well, basically bad behavior at airports and on commercial flights has plagued the U.S. and now it's spread to Mexico. A woman was caught destroying a bunch of electronics because she didn't get a refund because they didn't find her flight information, blah, blah, blah. And so that was all caught on camera. And then something that we all by now have seen is the video of the woman on the flight who I think they were going from Dallas to Orlando maybe. And the woman who thought she saw someone who didn't exist in the back of the plane and kind of had a freak out, wanted to get off. Everyone ended up having to get off the plane and it was delayed for 5 hours. So that was all over the news. What I found interesting about that is like no one got to the bottom of like who the guy was at the back of the plane that didn't exist. Don't right. we want to know who that is? Because a lot and of people, just, yeah, a lot of people has popped up on Instagram being like, I believe that it was, you know, something weird going on back there and no one's getting to the bottom of it. I mean, yeah. Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of it. What happened? And I want to know, when they all deplaned and they all got back on, she didn't get back on, but did the guy who what didn't exist get back on?
I mean, we you don't know. Maybe manifest. She was the only one. Yeah, maybe she's the only one who could see the guy.
Weird.
What also is weird to me, the only camera angle, the only clip we have that I've seen is that one and only one that's gone viral on Instagram. You would think everybody would have had their cameras out filming it, but we've only seen one video of it. And it just really quickly pans to the back. You can't see anything really.
Yeah, no one from the back took any video. I think that's weird.
Right, which is weird. I think so many people would have been taking video. But, you know, I think I said this before, Carrot Top was documenting this because he was on that flight.
Yeah.
I think we should talk to him and get his take on it. He was super pissed because he was supposed to be watching the fireworks in Orlando that night. They had to deplane. They were like delayed by like 5 hours, everyone on the plane. So it was a huge ordeal. Her name hasn't come out, I don't think. Nobody's talked about who she
is. No, and a lot of people have actually said, Rachel, you should try and get her on the show because we want to hear her story. I want to hear her story. So
I want it.
The woman on the plane who saw the fake man in the back, I'm inviting mm-hmm. you on Misunderstood with Rachel. You could tell we would love to hear your story. We want to hear all about it and get to the bottom of what happened on that flight. So this is an open invitation to make yourself known. Write me on DM and let me know how I can book you, because that's a story I want to hear, because I think she's misunderstood, this poor woman. I mean, she either had a mental mm-hmm. breakdown, she was hopped up on some sort of edibles, drinking, or she really saw something she believed was, you know, something that she couldn't fly with. So I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened in the aftermath. Yeah. Yes. All right. So the other
big news.
Yeah. Big news. So the third story I found very interesting and close to my heart, because I'm a New Yorker, even though I live in Florida now. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife are separating after all these years of being married and staying together. Yeah, they said they did not plan a divorce and continue living together for now in their Brooklyn townhouse, but they did announce they are going to start dating other people. So I found that that was very interesting, that they're going to live under the same roof, date other people. He's probably on Bumble. I'm on Bumble. I'm going to swipe through and see if he's on there, and I'll let you guys know.
Oh my God. I think it's odd that they would even have to say, we're going to start dating other people. Like, who cares?
Well, I'll tell you why that is. I know why that is. Because I've dated men, and you guys all faulted me for it. I have dated men who are getting a divorce and separated, but live in the same residence as their wives at the time. And just because the divorce hasn't gone through, people go nuts. They say, I'm a mistress. They say, true, I'm cheating. But people don't understand. It takes years sometimes to get a divorce, people. So it's like, you know, I was faulted and called out, and, you know, all this stuff happened. They called me a mistress, blah, 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 because I dated a guy. By the way, I went on 3 dates with this dude, whose wife got pissed because I think she just got jealous that he actually was going out with someone who, you know, was known in the press or whatever.
Yeah.
And she called the Daily Mail and let them know that he was dating me, that he had, I had taken him away from her and her kids. By the way, I got so pissed because of the press that I called his divorce lawyer. I made sure that he had actually filed for divorce when he told me he had, that he lived in the guest house. Like, I confirmed all of it, but, like, you know, no journalist cares to confirm it. So it looked like I was a mistress to everyone else. And it's just so wrong. I mean, people do all sorts of things when they're getting a divorce. And I think nowadays it makes a lot of sense to announce what your plans are, so that if you're seen out with another woman or you're seen on Bumble, like, you know, people are going to make sure that they're not shaming you for it, because at least it's been announced that you guys are not together anymore. So I think that's what
I never thought of it that way, actually. I was like, why would they do that? Who cares? Nope, I get it now.
People care. I mean, they care just because they want to shame you.
Okay, guys, I'm so excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Literally, the day I started using Rocket Money, just a few days ago, they were able to find hundreds of dollars in monthly subscriptions that I did not even know I had. Literally hundreds. I was absolutely shocked and amazed by this. Every month, I'm like, where's all my extra money going? Now I know. Rocket Money showed me that I had been paying for a monthly credit monitoring system that I did not know about and hadn't been taking advantage of. It also broke down those little transactions that are frequent but seem innocent, such as those daily trips to Starbucks, which can quickly add up to hundreds of dollars. Between my daughter, Wyatt, and I, we've been single-handedly keeping Starbucks in business, and I will definitely have to be cutting back on those coffee trips. I was so excited about Rocket Money that I even told my producer, Kelly, all about it, and now she's a member as well. She has already found a ton of ways to save money she didn't even know she was spending. She's a single mother, and so am I. So taking control of where our money is going each month is so important. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you are one of them. Like that Stars app just to watch one show, or the free gaming trial you never actually used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find subscriptions for you, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's that easy. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place, automatically categorizes your expenses so you can quickly and easily track your budget in real time and also get alerted if anything looks off. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. I'm not kidding you guys. When I got a trial for this and started, I was blown away. I love this app. I hope you try it because you are going to be obsessed and you are going to be happy that you did. Stop throwing away your money, cancel unwanted subscriptions, manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/understood. That's rocketmoney.com/understood. rocketmoney.com/understood.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. I personally have been through a lot of trying times in my life, trauma, grief, for example. I think those are universal themes that people can really understand. I lost my fiance, Andy, in 9/11 and the pain was unbearable. Since then, I've gone through other traumas that didn't feel as big, but I still needed to talk to somebody, and having somebody I didn't know that well, but was really good at listening, felt like the right thing to do. And it was so helpful to me. I love that I can have someone to talk to that isn't one of my close friends that I can just confide in and feel like it's between us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I signed up for this just the other day. I've already been matched to the most perfect therapist for me. I'm excited because I've already touched base with them and I have my first appointment in a couple days. So I will let you guys know how that goes, but I'm super excited to try this service. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/understood today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/understood. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/understood and get on your way to being your best self. Guys, we want to let you know that we really appreciate you coming on and listening to Happy Hour because it's a lot of bullshit for this little episode. But no, we want to get into some of our former episodes so we can kind of break them down so that if you haven't caught up or you just started listening, you can go back and listen to some episodes that we loved that we think you should reconsider when you're, instead of just going forward, you can go back and binge on some when you're taking long drives, when you're on an airplane, whatever it is. So Kelly, do you have some that you want to steer people towards and tell us why you like them?
So especially right now, since relationships have been weighing heavily on my mind, we've had some kick-ass relationship experts on the show. Dr. Gary Lewandowski, world-renowned love scientist. Everybody needs to go back and listen to that. He's written books. He's just an expert in his field. He had so much good advice on red flags and, you know, communication and things like that. I loved that episode. And it was one of our earlier ones. And so if you haven't, you know, caught up, go back and listen to that one. He was one of my favorites.
I think people skip that also because they don't know his name. Yeah. So they probably skip right. to somebody that they do know
yep.
their name. But that was a great episode to really break down red flags. Exactly what you said. I mean, it's a great episode
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great. And then Dr. Drew, of course, he was one of the very second, I can't remember.
I think he was the second.
But yeah, we talked about love addiction, things like that. A lot of your time together that you guys have spent when you did the show with him, that was a great episode. So all of these relationship experts are the ones that I've gone back and listened more than once because the advice that they had to give was really great. And then Aliza Ben Shalom from Jewish Matchmaking. You don't have to be Jewish to enjoy that episode. She had so much wonderful dating advice, you know, advice for taking it slow, really getting to know somebody. So those were some of my favorites.
Those episodes. Yeah. And we've gotten so many people from Netflix, from the top shows on Netflix. We've been really lucky that they come on our show. Another one that,
and there's more to come.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. We have some really exciting, good ones coming up, but we really have our finger on the pulse of what's going on Netflix, basically because I'm a homebody and I watch Netflix all the time. And when I see a show I like, I just DM them and hope that they'll come on the show. And they usually do, actually.
They usually do.
You know, we had a bunch of people that I think are interesting. The one that I wanted to bring up was Siri Dahl, who starred in Money Shot, the Pornhub story, which a lot of people might not think is up their alley. Super interesting episode. She's a porn star.
So interesting.
And she talked about how Pornhub affected her life and what it's like to be a porn star and in a relationship. And I think that was very interesting. And by the way, you should watch that on Netflix. It's a great show. It's a great documentary on Netflix.
So good.
Yeah.
And who hasn't seen Pornhub? I mean, come on. Everybody's seen some Pornhub.
You mean
stuff
been on the
point.
Site. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying... Yeah. You know.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro. Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night.
Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Another interesting one I wanted to bring people's attention to is Craig Schmel. Sort of an odd name, and people probably don't know him, so they probably didn't want to click on that when they're first looking through episodes. But he wrote a book called The Uninvited. He was somebody who got into all sorts of events, but he went as an uninvited guest and kept like getting in because he would like fake it till he made it. Do you know what I mean? And it was a very, very interesting episode. I find him interesting. I find him very cute. Yes. And so I think people will like his episode. It's a shorter episode, but something interesting to listen to.
But even if you didn't know his name, I was going to say, I knew the story before I knew that was his name. I had heard of him. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And they're in talks to make a movie about his book. So you heard it here first. We found him interesting and you guys will now, know his name if he does get a movie out of it. So, I also wanted to bring up Oz Perlman.
That's a hard one.
Super interesting guy. He's a mentalist. You guys might know him from America's Got Talent, but he is, if you look at his Instagram, he has over 1 million followers and he is constantly working with celebrities, but he came on our show. He did one of his mentalist tricks with me and I thought I was going to literally be the one that broke him. Like, you know, I thought of a name that I knew he would never think of. I had just interviewed Sarma, but no one knew it hadn't come out yet. Sarma's name was in my head, Sarma from Bad Vegan. And I had just gone to dinner with her the night before. I was like, this poor guy is never going to get this name. And he picked it. I don't know how he did it. I was speechless. I don't know if you could see it in the episode or hear it when he picked it. I was completely speechless and didn't know how he did it. So the guy,
I still don't know how he did it. I think he is literally psychic. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Other people we've had on, honey. We had Mama June, she's kind of back in the news this week because the father of Honey Boo Boo, Mike Thompson, who goes by Sugar Bear, he's off to rehab today. As a matter of fact, he's going to Lamar Odom's rehab facility and he's going for prescription drug addiction. So he's checking himself in. He contacted Lamar over the weekend. We are friendly with the manager of both of them because she helped us get a couple of people on. And so we wish him the best, but you know, we did interview Mama June and she, you know, I've actually heard a lot of feedback from people that thought she was pretty incredible and smart for how she's kind of represented in TV. So that was interesting.
She is, yeah.
Also, Allison Mack was released from prison early after the NXIVM sex cult case. She did 2 years out of a 3-year sentence. She was convicted on racketeering and conspiracy charges. Meanwhile, Keith Raniere got 120 years in prison. So we interviewed Josh Block, who did a whole podcast on NXIVM and that cult. That was really interesting. Well, The Lost Kids was the one about CDU and
that
cult, but he did the NXIVM. Yeah. We talked about that in our episode and he also talked about the CDU cult. I went to that school. Paris Hilton went to that school. I graduated from it. So really interesting episode. I encourage people if they want to get to know something about me or cults, or therapeutic boarding schools to listen to that episode. It was a very good one, an emotional one for me.
Agree. Yeah. It was great.
Next week we'll talk about some more, but we always appreciate it when you guys listen to episodes that you make a comment, you like, you subscribe. It's really helpful for us. It lets us know how we're doing and it helps us, you know, move forward in our platform.
So we do have to wrap it up really quick for today. This is a really short happy hour. We're going to have a lot more next week, though. We're going to be together from your kitchen.
Kelly is flying to Palm Beach, Florida on Sunday for an entire week, and we have so many things happening. We have so many interviews. Then we are flying to New York to have dinner at Rao's with two major, major guests. And then we're filming in New York on Friday, like three major guests. So like we have so much going on next week. I'm excited you're going to be here. And we're going to do a bunch of beach shots and a bunch of pool shots. Kelly in a bathing suit.
Rachel in a bathing suit.
Whatever. So
nobody wants to see
everyone wants to see you.
Yes. It's going to be great. Okay. So I'm so excited. And I leave Sunday. So I will see you soon.
Yes. I'm so excited. And we have some really interesting guests next week. Who are we hearing from next week?
Oh, gosh. Next week, we've got Chris Hansen coming up. We've got Nick Ritchie.
Great. Two great episodes.
Yep. Really great. Chris Hansen. I mean, he's an icon. So.
Oh, and you guys, I do want to say I have had on my bucket list forever Tia Torres and her daughter Mariah to come on to talk about pit bulls and parolees. It's a show on Animal Planet about second chances. Pit bulls are the most misunderstood breed, and Mariah and Tia only hire parolees to work at Villalobos, their dog rescue. So it's so fitting for the show. It's taken me so much stalking to get them, but Mariah, who also has a new show coming out, which is very interesting. They're coming on our show next week, and it'll air, you know, a week after, just because we're going to be promoting her new show. So we are so excited to have her on. And that's something I've been working on for like 4 months now. So feeling good about it.
You got it. Yep.
All right. Well, cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everybody. Yep. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
My cup's not showing. Oh, here it is.
Put it in front of you. There, in front of you. Okay. Yeah, all right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled M-I-S-S, understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.